Good evening. Hello there.
Hello, Denver.
Hello. How you doing? Good to see you.
Woo! Ow! Awesome!
In case you've wandered in by mistake, I have to report that this plane is about to depart for Milwaukee. And if your travel plans do not include Fairport Acoustic Convention this evening, it would be wise for you to attempt to get your money back immediately. But good luck.
You got this?
We're really tired, but we'll do our best. We've been working very hard for the last 29 and a half years.
Bit less space, Rob, sorry.
But it's a joy to be back in your little town here. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And indeed, I mean it from the heart of my bottom. In order to expedite matters and finish the evening before tomorrow, we'll start now. One, two, 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 and. Is it all right if I turn my guitar on?
He was barely a man in his grandfather's coat, sewn into the lining a 10-shilling note. Goodbye to the family, farewell to the shore. Till I taste good fortune, you'll see me no more. Well, a boat on the ocean tossed like a cork, and then one fine morning they sighted New York. He stood on the gangplank and breathed in the air. A lowland of plenty, I've come for my share. And he did like the latest, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on a dance floor. I'm rolling the dice and spinning the wheels. But he took most delight in the jigs and reels. There's talk of a pistol and some say a knife, but all were agreed there was somebody's wife. A dreadful commotion and a terrible fight. He left a man dead and ran into the night. On a train to St. Louis, just one jump ahead, slipped one eye open, a six-gun in bed. And he dreamt of the mountains and green fields of Rome, or crossing the plain where the buffalo roam. And he did like the latest, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice and spinning their wheels. A bad reputation's a hard thing to bear. Mothers pour scorn and children they stare. So he found consolation in flash company. Your life ain't so bad with the girl on each knee. And they called him the kid, and by 21 all that he knew was the power of the gun. And by 23 he'd shot five men down, getting his way as he rambled around. And he did like the latest, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, rolling the dice and spinning the wheels. A bunny took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. best of circles, just wishing he'd die. But in matters of cruelty, it must be said, landlord will pick your bones before you're dead. It was while Mr. Laro's I heard someone say, in the deadliest ambush near old Santa Fe, and the young buck was taken, dressed in a coat, and inside the lining a 10-shilling note. And he did like the latest, the rise and the fall of their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor. Rolling the dice and spinning the wheels, but he took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. And rolling the dice and spinning the wheels, but he took most delight in the slip jigs and reels.
Thank you very much. That's better. Get the first one out of the way. Please welcome all the way from Bloxham in Oxfordshire, via Solihull in Birmingham, on the violin, Mr. Rick Sanders. Here's Ricky.
Thank you. Hey, there you go. And it is, it's wonderful to be back. It's been many years since I've been here. It's great. Good to see you all. And this is a track which appears on our new acoustic, Fairport Acoustic CD, which I know some of you know about because we've seen some, you have it. And if you've got it, you'll know what the first track is. The first track is a tune that, unusually for us, is written in kind of swing style. It's written in the style of Jangling Rhino Hide, the well-known typing error. And it is, ladies and gentlemen, and it's called The Woodworm Swing. The Woodworm Swing. Django, as some of you I'm sure know, in the 1920s and 30s, created with Stefan Grappelli a unique style of string swing jazz. And Stefan is about 87 now, actually. He's 87 years old, and he's still doing concerts, amazingly enough. Although, obviously, he has to sit down to play now. And as we all will be doing during the course of the evening. That's part of our... We have this very greatly choreographed stage show. We sit up, we sit down, we stand up, we stand down, we sit... We do sit-ups. It's fantastic. But the guys are sitting down on these specially provided acoustic chairs tonight, ladies and gentlemen. These acoustic chairs, which are, in fact, where we've discovered the very best type of chairs to have. Acoustic chairs. Because, I mean, well, consider the alternative, if you will. This is The Woodworm Swing. We'll be right back. drum swing. Mark Norcock on the guitar. Mark Norcock.
Greg Saunders, c'est le scraper.
Author. Travel with us now, if you will, the magic carpet of music into the virtual reality of the Fairport world. Come with us back to those distant, heady days when gas was under a dollar a gallon. Considerably under a dollar a gallon. I'm talking about 1969 now. Where were you in 1969? Hey, I was there too. But in 1969, a young, slightly optimistic, idealistic even, kind of bunch of musicians from middle-class backgrounds, oh, sorry, varied backgrounds in the UK, went into a recording studio and made an album called Liege and Leaf, which to this day defeats the spell checker on most word processors. And we made this album, which has since been described as seminal. Now, this puzzled me for quite a long time the first time I read about this, because, you know, much as I like music, it's never occurred to me to do that to an album. But I looked it up, and all became plain. But amongst the little gems encapsulated on that fine recording is a song that is still in the repertoire, and we're about to perform it for you as soon as I finish this endless ramble. Reamble. Many things have changed since 1969. I think you're forced to agree with that, you know, unless you went to your grandmother's sort of crematorium ceremony that year, and you've still got her ashes because they haven't changed much. But I mean, most things in life have changed since then. Hairlines, waistlines, all sorts of lines really changed. But this song does represent a still small rock, a firm point of security in a sea of change, of turbulence, unrest, development, entropy. It's still in fucking D minor. And you're all Spinal Tap fans, aren't you? I can tell. I just know it's in the air. You know that D minor is the saddest of all keys. It really is. Sad song. So here, bequeathed to us by ex-members Thompson and Swarbrick, is a song called Crazy Man Michael. Yeah.
Within the fire, now it's upon the scene. Crazy man Michael was walking. He met with a raven with eyes black as coals, and shortly they fell to talking. Your future I will tell to you. Your future you often have asked me. Your true love will die by your own right hand, and crazy man Michael will curse me. Michael he ranted, and Michael he raved, and he beat the four winds with his fist so. He laughed and he cried, he shouted and he swore, for his mad mind had trapped him with a kiss or two. He speak with an evil, speak with a hate, you speak for the devil at home. taunt me. Struck down the raven through the heart, oh. The bird fluttered long and the sky did spin, and the cold earth did winter and start, oh. Oh, where is the raven that I cut down dead, that here did lie on the ground? But my true love for the moon so red, where her lover's heart it did come go. Michael he rambles and Michael he walks, and he talks to the night and the day, but his eyes they are sane and his speech it is plain that he longs to be far away. Oh, Michael, he whistles the simplest of tunes and asks of the four winds their pardon. For his true love is flown into every cloud of grown, and he must keep her on the guard.
Just a little threat of this microphone on the floor would be groovy.
Of loss, why is there always this pitch and toss? Once the hero in a cloud of dust, now the boy needs the mother's trust. You reached for reasons and he pushed for time. You were lost for words, but too weak to mime. There once was love, but not for long. Hand in glove where they both belong. Some conversation, but much too late. A bad combination of the twists of fate. There once was love, but not for long. Man and glove where they both belong. Some conversation, but much too late. A bad combination of the twists of fate. Those heavy silences on the phone, your aspirations seem to turn to stone. You read your stars and you racked your brain, but you lost her number on a wage of pain. There once was love, but not for long. Hand in glove where they both belong. Some conversation, but much too late. A bad combination of the twists of fate. so she goes, so she leaves, suitcase of clothes, one final leave, the links in a coupling, to take the strain, hands and tracks in the driving rain. Doorstep, she's left the blame. There once was love, but not for long. And in love, where they both belong. Some conversation, but much too late. A bad combination of the twists of fate. There once was love, but not for long. And in love, where they both belong. Some sweet conversation, but much too late. A bad combination of the twists of fate. In a couple lanes, take the strain, heads and tracks, and the driving
very much. That was a song from a chap who was born in Holland and moved to New Zealand and then moved to England and made a name for himself on the folk circuit, because there was one then. And his name is Paul Metzers, and he's given up music now. He's wised up and he makes really nice furniture. So there. And there was a song called The Ones Who Was Love, and then there was a tune of mine stuck on the end called Innstook, which I wrote once when I was in Stook.
Rock and roll.
I haven't had a buzz like that for about 2 years, you know. Must be the altitude here.
This is a song from Steve Tilston, who wrote the first song that we did, the Slip, Jigs and Reels song. This is a song about a young chap who sets out for work as normal one morning to go and rob the stagecoach. And he meets a young lady en route who takes him behind a tree and puts a very big smile on his face.
He is, as a matter of fact, waylaid.
And when he wakes up, he can't go to work anymore because she's stolen everything. She's got the horse and his hat and his cloak and his mask and his swords and pistols and his power book and his mobile and his snooker, you know. So he becomes the Naked Highwayman, which is the name of this song. Good link, eh? And this song actually features more words than the rest of the show we'll put together. So good luck there, Simon.
Thank you.
I robbed up from some estate for profit and for pleasure. I planned to rob the London coach and take it at my leisure. The race of pistols, Judy Pine, a saber fit to shave on. Waited underneath the trees that land the banks of Avon. I didn't hear a dainty step as she appeared before me. Her face did charm, a singing bird with words that did implore me. Can you help me, sir? She said, I fear the time is near for me to cross before the tide swells the banks of Avon. Oh, you golden meadows, listen why I can. All the time that I became the naked highwayman. Come on, you golden meadows, listen why I can. All the time that I became the naked highwayman. Gallantly I did dismount and walked into the water. As she told me that she was a wealthy merchant's daughter. So I thought I'd try my luck and do my best to charm her. Said I was the only son of a country farmer. But take your hands, they are as smooth as silk, and never touch the plow, sir. And I suppose those crystals help you milk and help your cows. She looked at me with mocking eyes as cold black as a raven. Threw my heart beside the banks of Avon. Listen, why again? All the time that I became the naked highwayman. Come on, you golden fellows, listen, why again? All the time that I became the naked highwayman. Lips, I was beguiled and landed to the slaughter. Eventually I fell asleep in the arms of the merchant's daughter. When I awoke up, I was alone, my clothes and pistols taken. With pistol leash to hide my shame beside the banks of Avon. Then I tried to catch a glimpse of the city's fires, running like a rabbit through the bushes and the briars. Then I heard the London coach and I was all a shiver. A lady's voice was calling out, stand you and deliver. Listen, why you can. All the time that I became the naked highwayman. Come on, you golden fellows, listen, why you can. All the time that I became the naked highwayman. Your money or your life, I'll have, it's all the same to me. It's hanging for a sheep for murder in the first degree. Stood there in my overcoat, brandishing my pistol, and relieved to love the coach of the golden pistol. Mounted on my horse and rode into the distance. As I went naked to the coach, begging for resistance. No more I'll lay the highwayman, no more I'll put that mask on. Leave it to that rider girl who owns the banks of Avon. All you golden fellows, listen while you can. All the time that I became the naked highwayman. Come on, all you golden fellows, listen while you can. All the time that I became the naked highwayman. For profit and for pleasure, I'd rather rob the London coach and take it at my leisure. Raise a pistol, duty bound to save a bit to shave on. Waited underneath the trees and lined the banks of Avon.
Mr. Simon Nicol, ladies and gentlemen. Our Norm. What a memory, what a set of dentures.
At your cervix.
All his own.
Yes, we should give Simon a little rest and do an instrumental, I think. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play you an instrumental, in fact, with no words at all. And that sounds a weird thing to say, I know, but in 1986, we made a record called Expletive Delighted, which was, yeah, that's the one. And it was completely instrumental, totally instrumental. And so we printed on the record sleeve lyric sheet enclosed, you know, just just for a joke, as you do. And we had letters of complaint. Dear sir, blah, blah, I couldn't find my lyric sheet. People were complaining that they couldn't find the lyric sheet. So we answered these complaints by sending them back a blank sheet of paper, which made them happy. Which we were pleased about. This album, the track we're going to play from it is called Port Merion. Port Merion is a very cosmic place, just outside Birmingham in England. In fact, it's rather a long way outside. In fact, it's actually in a different country. If I'm honest, it's in Wales. Yeah, and it's a very weird place. You may have seen it, in fact, without really knowing that you've seen it. Have you seen that cult 60s series? The Prisoner. You seen that? I'm not a number, I'm a free man, all that stuff. That was filmed at Port Merion. That wasn't a film set that they did for it. Lots of people thought it was. It's an actual place. It looks just like that. It's actually a giant hotel now. You can go, Martin goes on holiday there. With his family. It's true, he does. And he manages to escape every time. It's amazing. Because the series was starring Patrick McGoohan. Remember Patrick McGoohan, who I thought was fantastic what's that film, you know, The Braveheart, where he played, you know, what was it, he played Edwin Longshanks, or Edward Longshanks, the villainous king. Anybody see that? Yeah. I saw it myself, but I'm a bit sketchy on the actual story, because the copy that I had, the quality wasn't very good. I think it was one of those pirate copies, you know, because it wasn't actually called Braveheart, the one I had. It was... Lethal Bagpipes 3, I saw, but it was very good. It was very good. So to listen out for in this, there's many things to listen out for in this next number. One of the things to listen out for is Martin evoking for you in music one of his holidays in Port Merion, which is brilliant. But the most startling feature, perhaps, of this instrumental is an absolutely astounding bass solo. Yeah. It's astounding. It's awesome. I think I can safely say it's awesome. Whatever that means. But you have to listen out for it, because awesome though it is, it's very short. This is Port Merion. Thank you. Martin's getting ready to go on holiday. Holiday on the guitar. Yeah.
Dave Peggs, Simon Nicol, Martin Alcock. That one was especially for Ed and Londa. Good to see you again. That one was for you guys. There you go.
You don't get many solos, do you, Simon?
Well, as has been noted in the past, my solos are my trademark.
Here's a song now from Canada, hey. This is a song from a chap called Wade Hemsworth, and it's a song, how can I put it? You know, in England, we have this mad cow disease at the moment. It's named after our ex-prime minister. And this is a song about a silly sheep, and it's called Foolish You.
Tell him the joke, Mark. Go on, it's good.
What's the difference between a Rolling Stone and a Scotsman?
I don't know, Martin. What's the difference between a Rolling Stone and a Scotsman?
Well, a Rolling Stone says, "Hey, you, get off my cloud." And a Scotsman says, "Hey, McLeod, get off my you." And you know, in Scotland, they have new rules for the game of chess. The bishop can jump anything.
Foolish you, you wanna go away, seeking fortune's favor on your own, while the one who waits behind you, foolish me, is left alone. Sad and foolish, that's how I feel. Don't you know how fortune favors few? Fortune's plain as you, my dear. What a pity. Oh, foolish you. Leaving me this way is hardly fair. Must I go seek my fortune too? Or can I wait till folly finds her own way home to me and foolish you? Sad and foolish, that's how I feel. Don't you know how fortune favors few? Fortune's plain as you, my dear. What a pity, oh foolish you. Loving you was good, love was kind. I didn't mind the payments overdue, because the price of loving is none too dear, as long as I have foolish you. Sad and foolish, that's how I feel. Don't you know how fortune favors you? Fortune's plain as you, my dear. What a pity. Oh, foolish you, sad and foolish, that's how I feel. When I see the foolish ways you do, fortune fails when you are gone, my dear. But I still want more. You, I still want more of foolish you.
That was nice. I enjoyed that, didn't you? Thank you. Yeah, that's Dave Swarbrick's girl.
Now then, we're going to do one more, and then we're going to have a break. And it's probably best if you have a break at the same time. It's much more efficient that way. And then we'll come back and do a bit more. This has been the first half. And after the break, we'll come back and do the second half. So to finish off the first half is the last number in the first half. And then after the break, we'll do the first number in the second half. Am I going too fast for you?
I think you may be going too fast. Perhaps it's your accent which is defeating the communication here.
Right then. So here's one to take us up to the news. This is a song about a chap who runs away from the army.
Here I stand in a land that isn't my own, far from the country that I know is home. I was sent here by a government, and I'm by a king, and I'm told I must kill men in order to bring peace to some foreign land. There he lies on a land no longer his own, in the grey of the country that he once called his home. He was sent here by his government, and he might not agree. And if someone must kill God, why is it me? To bring peace to this foreign land. Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. I went down to drag him away from the wire. When the rifles to the left of me started to fire, he was riddled with bullets, I was smothered in blood, and I can't see how murdering somebody could bring peace to this foreign land. Don't despise the deserter. Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter.
Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. So I ran from the fighting, and I threw down my gun, ran with the moon, and I slept by the sun, rested by government, and charged by the king to be shot. 'Cause I can't kill in order to bring peace to this foreign land. Don't despise the deserter. Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter. Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war.
Thanks very much. See you in a truss.
We'll have a drink.
Thank you very much.
Hello again. Did everybody have a nice interval? Before we start, I should have cleared up any possible conclusion that is hanging in the air. The reason you're seeing the four of us here in this cozy acoustic environment is not because we've had a major band split over musical differences and that sort of thing. Mr. Mattox is very much a part of our band. He's just having most of this year off working with Richard Thompson, and in the meantime we've splintered into this sort of convenient, handy packaged, approachable, unplugged kind of unit. I mean, anybody else would have called it unplugged, but with the Fairport being what it is, then you'd have called it unhinged immediately, so we didn't. But we're planning to get back in harness with Mr. Mattox at the beginning of the next year and do another album, and everything will be two bands side by side again. Tickety-boo. Here's a song from Wales, not the cetacean creatures, the country. It's called Travelling by Steam. A steady hand on the lever and the signal ready to pass. Keep the light burning, fireman, and the water well up in the glass. With the shoulder to the rail, there's no better place to be than the right side of the plate when you're travelling by steam. Stand in the bite, look for the green lights, voices that echo and ring down the line. One load to shed, homeward be tread, till morning the call boy comes singing. Granddaddy worked in the railway, her big wig, so I've heard talk. My father, he was a driver, he was travelling next to port. And no better life for the young man, but then you must agree, when you're right side of the footplate and you're travelling by steam. It's off up to Banbury, her lodging turn for me. But I can lay there on a pillow in a room where I can sleep. Then it's up and away in the morning and wipe the clock face clean. But you're right side of the footplate when you're travelling by steam. Stand in the bite,
look for the green light. Voices that echo and ring down the line. One load to shed, and homeward we tread. Till morning, and the cowboy comes singing. So pick up your traps and your tommy box. We're reaching the end of the line. Keep your eye on your watch, lad, and we'll blink at it on time. And it could have been life on the dull queue, or mining for coal at the sea. But you're right side of the footplate when you're travelling by steam. Stand in the light, look for the green light. Voices that echo and ring down the line. One load to shed, then homeward we tread.
And here's one from 1970 in the same key.
Here comes
2 miles down the road, Henry Tompkins Wade. 3 miles down the road, and he's running for his life, and his money and his Mercedes. Walk a while, walk a while, walk a while with me. The more we walk together, love, then the better we'll agree. We'll agree. Walk a while, walk a while, walk a while with me. The more we walk together, love, then the better we'll agree.
We thank you.
Rick Sanders, Martin Alcock, Simon Nicol and Dave Pegg. Thank you.
We're going to play a tune now of our previous record. We have bags of previous record. And this is a tune what I wrote for the album, The Jewel in the Crown. And having written the tune, I had to think of a title for it. And I was reading about King Henry I of England, or King Henry, as it was known then. And he was very partial to this fish that lives at the bottom of the river and eats all the shite at the bottom of the river, called the lamprey. And one day he ate so many of these fish that he caught dysentery and he shat himself to death.
Now, you may not think that's particularly regal behaviour, but I think by the standards of today's royal family, he was doing rather well. Strictly personal, the expressions of... are not necessarily those of the management.
So this tune's called A Surfeit of Lampreys.
I like this one, Mark.
And this is for Chizzy. Yeah.
Two. One, two, three,
thank you. Mr. Martin Alcock.
Matt.
Author.
Author.
Author. Thank you very much. We've got this new CD out, which we're trying to sell you, except unfortunately we don't have any with us, because we're too lazy to carry them around. And we know all the stuff on it anyway, so... But you can actually buy the CD in the shop, but we have got this this handy Fairport CD cleaning kit, which was inspired, actually, when we were last in Denver a few years ago, we went to this place called the Landing Strip, and we thought this would be like great merchandise, you know, we could get some of those things. We tried to go there today, but either it's moved or the airport has. We couldn't find it.
You funny people, moving your airports around. You just don't know when to stop, do you?
But these really do work. And
where's it going to be next month?
They're very good, these, and they're very seedy. And they're only $5, so, and we need your money. Thank you. But this is a song by one of our favourite singer-songwriters, an American. You know, but we still like him. In fact, I like him that much. I've had my hair cut the same as him. I'm referring, of course, to James Taylor. And this is one of our favourite songs of James. It's called The Frozen Man. Thank you.
Last thing I remember was the freezing cold, the water reaching up just to swallow me whole. Ice in a rigging and a howling wind, and the shock to my body has me tumbled in. Now my brothers and the others are lost at sea. Century to walk the world again. Lord have mercy on a frozen man. Next words that were spoken to me, a nurse asked me what my name might be. She was all in white. My name is William James McPhee. I was born in 1843, raised in Liverpool by the sea, but that ain't who I am. Lord have mercy on a frozen man. Now it took a lot of money to start my heart, to peg my leg and buy my eye. Yacht. But the children, when they see me, they cry. I thought it'd be nice just to visit my grave, see what kind of tombstone I might have. I saw my wife. Don't leave nothing to work on. You can raise your arm, you can wiggle your hand.
Thanks very much. Here's another song from our new record. It's called Old Dot New Dot Borrowed Dot Blue at AOL.com.
And hey, is that some kind of a 90s kind of witticism there, Mart? Kind of a play on the net, perhaps?
So, this is a song about the figurehead of the old sailing ships, the wooden lady at the pointy end of the old sailboats. And the sailors used to have a special relationship with this lady made of wood, which is purely spiritual, mind. Purely spiritual. And this is for anybody who's driven from Texas to see us tonight.
The song is called Lala Rook. And that's two songs in a row about seafaring, isn't it? Seems only appropriate with the fine, long-standing tradition of nautical matters, which are forever Denver. Sails across the bar line, the port is slipping out of view. A Roman duke got through the water, the figurehead will guard our crew. Oh, la la ho. The princess of Olympia, she looks ahead for storm or calm. She's all I have for my salvation, with a muscle in my arm. Oh, that I remember. Think of me when I am on the deep, and keep me safe within your heart. Don't be flattered by another sight. Don't give your love while we're no longer circle around us. The sun is strong upon my face, pulling hard upon the ropes now. We hope this wind will last for days. Think of me when I am on the deep, and keep me safe within your heart. Don't be flattered by another sighs. Don't give your love while we're apart.
coming home, the moon's behind. How many times I've called your name, hold you in my arms tightly, till I go to see you again. Oh, la la ro. Till I go to see again. Oh, la la ro.
Thank you.
Right, now, I guess you all know Loudon Wainwright. And you know his grandson, Loudon Wainwright III? Ah, you see. Got you on the wrong foot there, didn't I? No, Loudon Wainwright III is a songwriter and a fine musician, excellent guitarist, wordsmith of absolutely sublime power. And he writes a lot of songs, and we can't do any of them justice, but we have a crack at this one, and you have to help, particularly as there's this swimming pool in front of us here, separating us from you. There's a large area where you can notate, I think is in fact the correct word. You can notate with us on this one. This is called the swimming song. And if you don't join in the chorus and do the arm and leg movements, which Mr. David Pegg will shortly be instructing you in, we will resort to a fearful piece of musical torture for you. And I'm not talking about half a dozen ELP encores.
Yes, it's kind of like a musical cattle prod, in fact. And it's derived from 12-tone music, and as the guitar only has 6 strings, we have to use 2 guitars to play this chord, which really is very painful. I mean, it hurts me as much as it hurts you, you know.
But deserve it.
But my half of this chord is this. And here's Simon's half. Switch it on then. And you put them together and this is what you get. Which sounds like a door chime when it's that slow.
It's a bit Hitchcock, isn't it? Really?
But when we're thrashing it out, it really is very painful, especially for us. So please sing along.
So join in. Sing the chorus.
Yeah, and if you don't, we'll just play that chord very loud and very fast for the rest of the evening.
Until you all leave.
You have been warned. We're going to start off with that chord just to give you a taster.
Last summer I went swimming, and last summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I gained my feet and I moved my arms around. I moved my arms around.
There you go. That's it. Now you're going to practice that once more.
Last summer I went swimming, and last summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I gained my feet and I moved my arms around. I moved my arms around. Last summer I swam in the ocean and swam in a swimming pool. Salt in my wounds, chlorine in my eyes. I'm a self-destructive fool. But last summer I went swimming, and last summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around. Last summer I swam in a public place in a reservoir to boot. At the latter I was informal, at the former I wore my suit. I wore my swimming suit. Last summer I went swimming, and last summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around. I moved my arms around. the breaststroke and the butterfly and the old Australian corn. The old Australian corn.
Last summer I went swimming, and last summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around. I moved my arms around.
Very good, weren't they? They were very good.
The best we've had in America,
yeah,
this tour.
Definitely. I mean, second show in Santa Monica last night, it was like pearls and swine. I'm telling you, you guys are really the dog's bollocks.
That's a compliment, by the way, an English compliment.
Just the ticket.
The monkey's nib. So anyway, on with the show. This is the next song is a song from Ralph McTell, who's a friend of ours. Is he here?
He's just left.
So this is a song from Ralph's album, When You Find the Girl of Your Dreams in the Arms of Some Scotsman from Hull.
Ruttles,
well spotted that
fan,
man.
Here. Russell fan, from Dallas.
Yeah. And this song about a young chap who's seeking employment, and in the old days they didn't have employment centres.
Or even.
They didn't have employment centres, and they didn't even have unemployment centres. Hang on, we're just going to pause for anybody who's got a camera. Come up the front here. We don't mind, you know. Come up. Come on down. Come on down.
It must be like that when you're famous, you know.
Oh, no drawings, no, we'll fall asleep.
As I was saying, before they had employment centres in England, or as they're better known nowadays, unemployment centres, in the old days when everything was agricultural, the workers used to gather in the market square once a year, and the farmer would come along and say, what are you really good at? And you'd say, like, sheep. Or, hey, man, you know, hey. And they'd say, okay, you come and work for me for a year. So that's how it used to happen, you know. So this young lad is standing in line, waiting to be picked, and he sees the girl of his dreams in the next line, and the farmer picks both of them. So he gets the job, and the girl, and they all live happily ever after. But you have to remember, it is only a song.
The hiring fair for to sell the labour. I noticed a maid in the very next row, and I hoped she'd be my neighbour. Imagine then my delight when the farmer picked us both. Though I spoke not a word on the cart to the farm, my heart beat in my throat. Thank you. lodging was dry, my master fed, gave him full measure. My corn in the field, my Andy grew, for in his house was my treasure. I'd watch her carry water or drive cows from the byre, and the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, and with it my desire. I'd see her in my dreaming, in my dream's caress, her lips, her eyes, her dark brown hair, her curves beneath her dress. When harvest time it came at length, so heavy was our task, but the women and the men worked side by side, so I had her near at last. My side, a few words between us passed, and I cursed my tongue-tied youthfulness, hoped she'd hear my heart. When all was safely gathered in, and we sat down to rest, my trembling fingers brushed her arm, she placed them on her breast. As the sun went down, all my senses reeled, and we lay there on the scented ground till the moon rose over the field. The sound of the violin, and we hurried to the farm. All were dancing in the lantern light, and the music filled the air. And I thank the Lord and the harvest moon for the girl from the hiring fair.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Pancho.
Thank you, Pancho.
If ever you want a great Mexican meal, two blocks down the road.
The best.
This man. It's called La Casita. It's not open tonight. And it wasn't open at 5:30 tonight when we went. And your man there opened up especially and cooked us dinner from scratch. Unbelievable. And it was sensational.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you. Salud.
And as we're about to do some Irish music, what better reinforcement could one body ask?
Yes! Woo! These are some Irish jigs now. These are dance tunes from Ireland in jig time. There may be a little south of the border flavour in this particular version.
Yes!
And the first tune is
no, called... No, let's not play these tunes. Let's go up and rip some trees up with our teeth.
The first tune is called Con Casey's Jig. It's named after a great fiddle player from Donegal whose name I have trouble remembering. And the second tune is called Tripping Up the Stairs, which we'll be doing later if it carries on much like this. And that's from further down the country. And this particular instrument, in case you were wondering, I know I was, it's a cross between a bouzouki and a guitar. It's called the bouzar. And it's like an octave mandolin. So, and this is made in the north of England.
There's not very many of these in the whole world.
Of these. Simon's playing an instrument from Santa Cruz, where we were the other day.
There's hundreds and millions of thousands of millions of these things. But I will be attempting to play in unison, or what passes for unison in this band, with Mr. Alcock on this. So.
And Dave Peck's bass there is from, where is it from?
It's from Korea, and it's...
Hey, north or south?
And it's number 271,076, and it's for sale.
The violin's from Birmingham.
That's Birmingham, England, by the way. So here we go with some Birmingham. Irish jigs. You can dance if you like, but no dancing on the ceiling. It's a house rule.
Yeah, have a dance. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much indeed. You really are a bunch of sweethearts. I mean it from the heart of my bottom.
The time has come, and so have we. It's time to do the last number now.
Yeah, yes.
Well, it's not really the last number.
It is really the last number.
I mean, do you not get out very much? You know, what normally happens is we play the last one, we go off the stage and try and hide. You go completely bananas, and we come back and do another one. Come on, play the game.
But this is the last one, okay?
This is a warning.
We have to go out the street in this in eventuality. It's the only place to hide. But you can run, but you can't hide.
Or do a tour of Belgium.
Yes, that's a good place to hide, Belgium. Because nobody wants to come looking for you there.
So we're going to finish up now with a 500-year-old murder ballad.
Oh, yes, is that right, Martin? 500-year-old murder ballad?
Yes, apparently there is a 500-year-old man helping police with their inquiries on this one.
It's comforting to know that the wheels of justice are still turning.
Yeah. Smells a bit by this stage, you know, but then don't we all? Tomorrow is laundromat day.
If it's Tuesday, it must be laundry day.
So here to take us up to the news is this particular thong. Sorry, that's a slip of the thong there, which was to remind me that we do have those articles for sale. Articles. But our record is in the shops, believe it or not, on the green linnet label, old, new, borrowed, blue, at aol.com. Yeah. And this is a song with two chords and 19 verses on a good night.
Thank heavens it's that way round. Otherwise you'd be at a Steely Dan gig.
Holiday and the first one of the year. Lord Arnold's wife of the church and the gospel she did hear. And when the meeting it was done, she cast her eyes about. There she spied little Maddie Groves walking through the crowd. Said, come home with me, little Maddie Groves, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, young Maddie Groves, and sleep with me tonight. Oh, I can't come home and I won't go home sleeping with you tonight. For by the rings on your fingers I can see that you are my master's wife. And what if I am Lord Arnold's wife? He's not at home, he's gone to the far country. Bring your earlings home. Ah. Said, sworn on Arnold he would know before the sun had set. And in her hurry to carry his news, she bent her breast and she ran. And when she came to the Broadmill Stream, she took off her shoes and swam. Saying, how do you like my feather bed? How do you like my sheets? How do you like my lady wife who lies in your arms asleep? Oh, well, I like your feather bed. Or I like your sheets. Best of all, I like your lady wife who lies in my arms asleep. Get up, get up, Lord Arnold cried. Get up as quick as you can. But it'll never be said in fair England that I slew a naked man. Oh, I can't get up. I won't get up, I wouldn't get up for my life. Boy, you have too long beaten swords, and I not a pocket knife. It's true, I have two beaten swords. They cost me deep in my purse, but you will have the better of them, and I will keep the worse. And you will strike me the very first blow, strike it like a man. I will strike the very next blow, and I'll kill you if I can. So, and he struck the very first blow, and he heard that Arnold saw. Lord Arnold struck the very next blow, and Matty struck no more. Then he took his own dear wife, sat her up on his knee, and said, who do you like the best of us now? Your dead Matty Groves or me? And that up spoke his own dear wife, never heard speak so free. I would rather one kiss from dead Matty's lips than you and all of your finery. And then Lord Arnold, he jumped up, loudly did he bawl. He struck his wife right through the heart, he went up to the wall. Grave, a grave, Lord Arnold cried, to put these lovers in. But won't you bury my lady at the top? For she was of noble kin.
Thank you very much indeed. We thank you. Our thanks to Rob Bravida on sound. Robsy, Robsy, Robsy.
And to the wonderful Sharon and her crew of obliging suspects.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you,
thank
House.
You, Herbans.
Thanks, Tara.
But chiefly yourselves. That was Martin Alcock, Rick Sanders, my mate, Dave Pegg.
And Simon Nicol, the one and only.
And Pancho!